troubles, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. There is joy in his salvation. Amen. We can have joy knowing that we have a hope and we have a future in him. Jesus had joy in the worst kind of adversity. On the cross in Hebrews 12:2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the Father. Even knowing what he was going through, even knowing that he was facing the cross, he had joy in the hope that he had in his Father. And we can have that too, even in adversity. We can be partakers of his joy, and our hope and joy can be found in the Lord. In John 15:11, says, these things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. He wants us to have the fullness of joy, and we can be partakers in Jesus' joy, the joy that he had, knowing that the Father had a plan and that he was fulfilling that plan. And we find joy in him through the Spirit. Psalm 16:4 says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. God wants us to be joyful. He wants us to have joy. It's okay to be joyful. Sometimes I feel like we think that, you know, we have to be sullen and sad and sorrowful for him to bless us, for him to, you know, see us, our pain and stuff, and want to bless us and be good to us. But he wants us to be joyful. He desires for us to be joyful. And just because we have that joy and happiness even in our lives does not mean that we don't still need blessings and that he won't still give them to us. So we need to have joy every day in the day-to-day, and there's no reason why we shouldn't. Psalm 118:24, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what we face, no matter the circumstances, we can still have joy. Even with things going wrong, you know, we can still have that joy and the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. So if y'all want to stand, we'll just say a word of prayer before we continue. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you that we are able to come into your presence and just to give you all of our praise and worship and adoration, God, because it is all for you and there is nothing else that compares. We ask that you would just be with each and every one of us. God, prepare our hearts and our minds for your word, and that everything that comes from this place this morning will just be beautiful to you in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will just restore joy that we maybe forgot about, joy that we can have and know because of our hope in you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? He is good to all of us all the time. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let me get my little book pop up here so I can see. Thank you, Jesus. I got to thank all these women that helped me out this morning. They made me look good. So, and I needed each and every one of them too. Oh, I'm so thankful to be here. I'm so thankful that my husband, my pastor, trusts me to bring the word. And I'm thankful for that. He knows me and I know him, and we know that neither one of us are going to say anything that's not the word of God. So I want to give God glory. I thank my granddaughter and her mother, and the couple that was here last week, that they came this week again. Hallelujah. 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 I thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. I want to say to you this morning, I'm not going to be long, which I don't feel like that I'm really ever really long. But anyways, I'm going to talk this morning on don't lose heart. Come boldly. And Jesus Christ, the only way. And Jesus Christ, the only way. Hallelujah. I want to say to you, don't lose heart. I know so many people that are doing that right now, this day. Hallelujah. But I'm going to speak. Don't lose heart, because too many Christians have somehow lost heart. They've tasted the mercy and the goodness of the Lord. They've had joy. They've had peace. They've had hope and gladness of heart. Then something goes wrong. It happens. It just happens. They fell into some kind of sin or compromise. And the joy of the Lord just left them. Now they live in turmoil and they live in fear, and they're completely defeated. Oh, they haven't rejected God yet. They're not mad at Him, but they're convinced themselves that I can't make it. And now they're loaded with guilt and living under condemnation. They have lost heart. They have lost heart. Hallelujah. This verse in 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, where it says, no temptation has overtaken you except as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with temptation will also make the way of escape, that you will be able to bear it. Now, I was reading that scripture, and I kept reading over the last part, that you will be able to bear it, that you will be able to bear it. And I thought of some of the people that's going through some things, and I thought, that would be enough right there just to lose heart. Some of the people that are really sick in their body, that'd be enough. Some of the people that are having financial struggles. Some of the people that are having marital problems. That's enough right there to make you lose heart. Hallelujah. But it says, we know He will provide a way. The grace of God, the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit, and the heavenly intercession of Jesus Christ, sufficient power for the believer's warfare against the sin and the spiritual forces of wickedness. Now, God has provided us a way out. And I thank God for that, don't you? Yeah. I thank God for that. Jesus told us to pray our way to victory. He told us that. Jesus tells a story in Luke about a widow who kept coming to an unjust judge for justice. And God has pledged to keep and deliver all of His trusting children from the power of the devil. The enemy, hallelujah. This widow, she had no power to deliver herself from her adversary. She had to have the judge's help. We also need a judge, one who hears and answers every cry of our heart. And I'm telling you what, I know in the darkest nights that sometimes we all can be crying. There's a lot of hurt going around. There's a lot of things going on with our children. A lot of things with our grandchildren that we don't approve of. And oh God, we need to pray and seek God's face for these things. For God to move in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Eventually the judge, he gave in. He grew weary of her coming every day. And her loud, restless petitioning. Finally, he decided, yep, because this widow troubles me, she troubled him, I will avenge her, least by her continually coming. She wearied me. I thought of that. How many times over and over that I asked God for something over and over and over again. That's okay. That's okay. I want God to know that's what. I know He knows everything that I have to say, but I want Him to hear me. Hallelujah. This story is not about an unjust judge, but it's about a continuing coming. Continuing coming. How many times do we go to the judge? The widow represents both the church and individual believers and how we are supposed to be. It's about holding on in persistent daily prayer until God answers. And we can't give up until God answers. When we see the answer coming along, we'll stand up and we'll shout and we'll give God all the glory and we'll thank Him for that answer. But until that answer comes, we're going to continue to praise. We're going to continue to ask God and not be ashamed. Hallelujah. 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 We have got to hold on. We've got to be persistent. It is also deliverance. Jesus is showing us the way, hallelujah, of escape from temptation that Paul mentions in 1 Corinthians 10:13. That way of escape is to pray and to keep on praying. Pray and to keep on praying, hallelujah. Jesus was saying, if you sin, you fall, or grieve God, don't shut Him out. Don't try to analyze yourself or why that just happened. Get back to praying. Get back to praying. It may take a while to do it, but get back to God and know there's times that I think we all could say that we're dry. There's times that I think we all could say that we're empty in our heart. But I want to tell you something. Don't give up. Don't give up. Seek God's face. That's what He wants us to do. Hallelujah. Jesus was saying, hallelujah, if you sin, we don't want to do those things. We don't want to do that. But if you do them, seek God. Seek God. Hallelujah. Get back to the praying. Simply put, Jesus told us to pray our way to victory. Pray our way to victory. Hallelujah. And don't lose heart. We've got to be persistent, continually coming to Jesus. Too many Christians give up early, thinking it's no use. My prayers are not heard. I don't see any evidence that I'm getting through. Jesus replied, I tell you that He will avenge them speedily in Luke 18:8. This verse does not say soon, but it says speedily, meaning suddenly. Meaning suddenly. We have got to pray. Persistent prayer is the answer. To persist in prayer and not give up does not mean to subject yourself to the endless repetition of painful long prayer sessions. Being a constant prayer means keeping our requests continually before God as we live for Him day by day. Believing that He will answer. When we live by faith, we are not to give up. God may tell us to wait, but His delays always have a good reason. Hallelujah. As we persist in prayer, we grow in character, faith, and hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Don't get down. No matter what we've done, what was said to us, how we got hurt, or how we hurt somebody, don't give up. Keep going to the Lord. Keep seeking. Keep seeking. And I know that God, that's what He wants us to do. He wants us to do these things. Overcoming temptations. God's word tells us again and again to flee temptation. Paul tells us that overcoming temptation isn't about what we do or what we don't do. It's about what we believe concerning the one we serve. It's about who we serve. Paul starts by telling us we are not alone. It helps us to know that every one of our sisters and brothers in Christ, we struggle with temptation. None of us are above that. None of us. It helps even more to know that this God is faithful and that He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. 1 Corinthians 10:13. He has the power to deliver us from the temptation as Jesus teaches in the Lord's Prayer. It's not about our power, our will, our determination, but about our trust in His strength, which is supreme. Oh, God. Oh, God, open our eyes, Lord, to your word. Help us, oh, Father God. Oh, Jesus, we come to you today, Lord, and we trust you. We believe in you. We believe your word this morning. Hallelujah. Whatever you struggle with, whatever temptation may harass you, first know that it's common to multitudes. Second, know that God, hallelujah, to your temptation isn't to sit back with his arms crossed. He's not doing that. He's not saying, okay, let's see how well you respond to this one. No. Paul says the Lord is utterly faithful to you in that hour. He won't let you be tempted beyond your ability. Remember, God's faithfulness to you in your temptation is crucial, because once Satan finds an opening, he'll push it and he'll push it and he won't stop. Satan is always looking for a crack in our door, hoping to attack our pride, our character, our unbelief. I trust and pray and believe that Satan will be forced to say, oh no. No opening. There are there or there. I'm not getting in. That's what we want him to say. He's not getting in today. Hallelujah. There is nowhere in his letter does Paul say we won't be hit hard with temptation. Nowhere. And nowhere does he say that we won't slip or that we won't stumble or sometimes open our door to temptation. Instead, he says that God is at work on our behalf. He is at work on our behalf. We may sin. We may do things contrary to his will and plan and purpose for us. What is important is that we cling to Christ and are not overcome by either temptation or by momentary fall. Practically speaking, how does God remain faithful to us when we're tempted? God is faithful and he makes a way for us. And as we know, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is so faithful in our temptation. He is to make a way for us to endure. So why haven't all Christians been set free? Why? Everywhere we turn in the New Testament, Paul exhorts to us to cling to faith in the Lord's power and on our behalf. Hallelujah. That is our escape. That is our escape, our endurance, and his faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I wasn't just thinking when I was doing all this past week, it wasn't just for all of you. This ministered to me too, because I needed it. I need it. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, stand firm. He is our might, our life, and our all in all. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us believe, then stand. He is so faithful. Faithful. Hallelujah. The Lord has provided all we need at the cross. All we need. Hallelujah. 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 Now we're going to come boldly. He wants us to ask him anything. He knows that we need to come boldly. I don't believe there's any other way. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We are all called to come boldly, asking him anything, because he wants to answer. He wants to give us. He wants your request this morning. And he sees his merciful grace work in your life. Hallelujah. He has paved the way for you to come boldly in your time of need. Indeed, he is your answer. Hallelujah. Now I have talked and I have talked about don't lose heart, overcoming temptation. Now come boldly, come boldly. Now I want to say this is that Jesus Christ, the only way in our trials that we're to cling to, and it's through the Savior this morning. and all that we go through, what we're going through, and what we have need of, we've got to cling to Jesus Christ. You know, I know when I'm speaking this morning, it isn't new to any of us. Because when you think about it, the Bible really is simple. Because all he's asking us to do is to live by his word. And if you read God's word, it's simple. Sometimes we make it so hard. Oh, we can't do this. Oh, we can't dress this way. Oh, we can't say this. Oh, we can't watch TV. We can't do this. No, that's not the way God is. God loves us. God loves us. And he allows us to do these things. Hallelujah. When Jesus said, I am the way, John 14:6, he issued a powerful proclamation to his church. Tragically, we have not fully understood the power behind his words here. Hallelujah. I believe if the church today truly grasped the simple statement that Jesus is the way, we would once and for all end all of our fleshly desires to try to please the Lord and instead trust him for his promise. He is good. He is good. I thought this morning when Tanea started speaking, oh, she's going to talk. She's going to say what I'm saying. The joy. I've always said the joy of the Lord. And I've always said, and I know since we've been in the church and way before that, I always wanted to speak on praising God. I think it's so important that we praise God. I think it's so important that we give him all the glory and that we recognize who he is, that we can do nothing in our own self, that it all relies on him. Every one of us has got to rely on him. One day, they'll give an answer to all this stuff. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. We got to thank him, and we got to trust his promises. Hallelujah. Paul insisted that all of our testings are for a purpose. He wrote, who comforts us in our all tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. I believe sometimes we go through things, and I don't know if this is all true or not. I mean, I don't mean not true. I mean, I know it's true, but I mean, I don't know that it's in the Word. It might be in the Word. I don't know. But I do believe sometimes when we're going through things that has happened to us in our lives, we're able to minister. Like I take Linda, for example, when losing her husband. She's able to minister to others that has had a loss. And I'm telling you, that's not easy. Or someone like that's got cancer and they're really bad and they're in a lot of pain. They can minister to that person. Or a person that's all alone. I believe we can minister. I believe God puts it in our heart to be able to minister and to be able to speak to those that are hurting. I believe God puts that in our heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. With the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now, if we are affected, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are compromise, it is for your consolation. Hallelujah. Many Christians carry around a load of guilt, fear, and condemnation. As I was doing this study, I thought, you know, some people kept saying, I don't understand all this. The devil just keeps coming around me and he says all these things to me. And I can't be a Christian because he just brings this up. But I want to tell you something. The devil ain't ever going to quit. He's always going to be the accuser. He's always going to tell you you're not good enough. He's always going to say you can't do that. He's always going to put these things on you, always, till the day we die. Because he wants us to give up. He wants us to not think about the Lord. He doesn't want us in the Lord's army. Hallelujah. 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 And there's no reason for us to carry around guilt. None whatsoever. I'll tell you, when I first became a Christian, I didn't think I was even going to make it. I thought I was the worst person there ever was. I thought I'd done so much that God just threw the name away. But I want to tell you, it took me a while. But I was around people that loved me, and I was around people that cared for me, and I was around people that knew the Word of God to let me know, Karen, He loves you. He loves you. I don't even remember anything of this. Don't bring it up again because I don't remember it. Hallelujah. And that's the way the Lord is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He loves us. He loves us. No matter what we've done, where we're at, He loves us. He loves us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I call this burden illegal because it is not of God. He never gave it to us. On the contrary, He is displeased with it. As long as we carry it, it is an affront and a reproach to Him. It shows we believe He is a hard taskmaster, and He's not. I ask you, in the midst of your own trial, have you ever turned to the Bible passages that might smite you, that might really just hit you hard? Oh God, there's times you think you might know the Bible, but there's times you'll open it up and, oh Lord, I never seen that. Oh Lord, there's been a couple weeks ago, I think I went to the pastor and I said, I never seen that in there. Man, that kind of affects us. You know, I mean, that's how I looked at it. I thought, oh God, if I'm guilty, please forgive me. Please forgive me. That's how we got to be with everything with God, no matter what we did, how we walk with God. We've got to be able to forgive, and we've got to be able to let God forgive us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there's not a one of us in here that are perfect. Not a one in here that is perfect. I used to think after I became a Christian, I thought, oh my God, my poor kids. I thought, you know, they'll bring up certain things about what I did to them and blah, 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 blah. And I say, well, if I did that to you, you probably deserved it. Maybe I should have done it a different way. But there's nothing I can do about it now. And I'm sorry, you know, I didn't mean to hurt you at that time. But really, I think I did. My one boy, he was, oh, we won't even get there. I'd be friends listening. Oh, where am I at? So you have not to measure up to God's holy standard. You failed Him, and He's been forced to hide His face from you. But that's not so. God is not smiling on you, right or wrongs. He's not doing that to any of us. He is waiting for you to get your act together. No, that's an old saying. He's not waiting for us to do none of that kind of stuff. That is so untrue. Scripture makes it. Satan is such a liar. He is such a liar. I'm telling you. It is clear that Jesus will never leave us nor forsake us, for He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said that. Jesus said that. Settle it in your heart right now. It doesn't matter what issue you're struggling with or what has happened in your heart. If you reach out to the Lord in repentance and call upon His name, Jesus, 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 oh, I need you. He will not turn away from you. God's reconciled you to Himself while you were still His enemy. How much more will He reconcile you to Himself now as you've come to Him? Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for the blood. Oh, the cleansing blood. Hallelujah. The only way you can increase in spiritual growth and maturity is by drawing nourishment from the true vine. The true vine. Hold fast to this incredible truth. Jesus is the way out of every sin, every struggle, every difficulty. You are complete in Him. We are complete in Him. Hallelujah. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Colossians 2:15. Oh, Oh, that's so good. Paul exhorted these Christians to continue in such faith. Listen, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is when good works really count as they are done in faith, in faith. When you come into this kind of freedom, seeing clearly where your victory is, then you can enter God's courts with true praise and with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We can enter his praise. We can enter the courts with thanksgiving on our hearts. When that happens, you can rightly pray for the whole world and no longer be stuck on your own guilt and condemnation. Your favor and blessings have already been won. Jesus, the fullness of the Godhead body, and everything you need is in him. Hallelujah. He is the only way out of all these trials, and he promises to finish the great work that he began. Hallelujah. Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Hallelujah. Go to your God with boldness. He tells us, come boldly. He tells us, come boldly. No temptation. No temptation. Remember, he won't let you. He will not let you alone. He'll keep you. He loves you. He wants you. He wants you to speak to him today. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I'm so thankful for that this morning. So thankful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. You are so worthy. You are so worthy. And God, you know everybody here this morning. I don't. You brought them all here. God, I'm just saying right now, if there's a need in this building, if you need salvation this morning, if you need a healing, if you need a touch from the Lord, now is the time to come before.